Good morning. Good morning and welcome to our thought for the day. My name is Charlie Newcomb. I'm the minister at Christ Church Huntingdon, which meets on a Sunday at St. Peter's School. Now, I heard a fascinating program on the radio earlier this week. Sorry, Ray, it wasn't HCR, but on a different radio station about technology companies in the US and how their leaders are hailed as messiah figures in culture today. Now, the program used amazingly religious language to talk about how technology was providing the salvation that society needs today from disease and climate change, and spoke of Silicon Valley as the promised land, tech leaders like Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg as acolytes or even messiah figures, and their followers as the church. But the program was actually about false messiahs. It gave several examples of where people have hailed individuals as great heroes, but only to be disappointed by them. One example given was a 35-year-old billionaire, you might have heard of her, called Elizabeth Holmes, a businesswoman who founded Theranos, a medical company that sought to create a machine to do blood tests on only one drop of blood, revolutionising medicine today. Holmes styled herself on Steve Jobs, wearing the same turtleneck t-shirts, and raised $92 million in venture capital. But sadly, the machine never worked, and Holmes was challenged on 9 counts of fraud, and her trial is due to start next July, and she could face 20 years in jail. This program about false messiahs and technological messiahs gave Elon Musk as a lesser example of a technological false messiah. Musk, who became a billionaire through PayPal, SpaceX, and Tesla, offered to build a child submarine to rescue the Thai children trapped in a cave in July 2018. But when one of the cave rescuers challenged Musk's intentions as just a public relations exercise to promote himself, Musk replied with some rather nasty tweets. And the program suggested that being able to read our technological messiahs' Twitter feeds can breed disillusionment and disappointment. Well, I was really amazed to hear a Radio 4 program using such religious language of the CEOs of tech startups. But I was also quite impressed how honest the program was about the failures and limitations of technology bosses to sort out the problems of our world. I guess we've also seen disappointment in the ability of the whole parliamentary enterprise to sort out political crises. Now, don't get me wrong, I think it's not easy to be a politician. And we look forward to meeting the parliamentary candidates at an election hustings on Sunday night. If you're free this Sunday night, 7 p.m. at the Medway Centre. And I'm looking forward to placing my vote on the 12th of December. The Bible encourages us to pray for our leaders and respect them. But I don't think that we'll ever find a messiah in technology or politics, or we could add this week, the royal family. You won't be surprised to hear me, a Christian, say that there already is a messiah, one who could save us from a far worse fate than climate change or Brexit. His name is Jesus Christ, and he has power over disaster, disease, the devil, and even death. He will never disappoint. He will never let us down. He will never have a bad day. He will never write an embarrassing tweet or have to apologize for an indiscretion in his past. Those who follow him find meaning, love, forgiveness, friendship, a family, and a future. Mark's Gospel, which we're working through in our church on a Sunday morning, starts with these words: the beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. Put your trust in him and you'll never be disappointed. Thanks for listening.